Today's special guest is Bianca Holmquist. She is currently a senior recruiter and cybersecurity student, also a future cloud security professional, and so excited to have Bianca on here. I think Bianca and I really touched on things that a recruiter would ask, how that can really break into the security field, and the techniques that she finds herself kind of doing on the side as she's preparing for the field. Bianca, thank you so much for being on today's podcast. How are you doing today?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Introduce us to, you know, what you're doing. What type of recruiting do you do for our listeners that are listening? And how did you initially kind of get started in that?
So currently I'm working as a senior recruiter for an industrial gas company. I recruit across basically supply chain roles within this sector. I focus mainly on the Southeast as far as region goes, but I recruit everything from supervisors to transportation managers, as well as drivers. So a whole other vertical opposite from the cyber world. But I've been recruiting since 2016. I kind of fell into it after coming out of the banking world through a mutual friend who had also got into recruiting at that time. And yeah, I've been basically recruiting for the last 7 years up until wow. Now. Yeah. So yeah, been in this field a long time.
That is a long time.
Yes. And then it wasn't really until up until last year that I started doing just research on, you know, the tech industry, different roles that were basically booming, and cybersecurity was one of those ones that kind of popped up in my research. I was actually on YouTube watching different videos and just seeing the need right now and how as technology progresses, the larger the field is getting with different cyber attacks and things like that happening, there's definitely a need for cybersecurity professionals. So I believe just with doing like my own research around the summer of last year led me to start seeing, you know, where I can fit in this space as well.
I think you have a very unique background. I mean, you said you came from banking and then you're in kind of like the supply chain recruiting, and that, mm-hmm. you know, from a security perspective, so many cyber attacks occur through supply chain. And with that kind of being said, when you said, you know, you kind of got into it last year, was it just your personal research, or have you kind of heard about stories, or, you know, what really made you interested in cybersecurity, and how did you know where to go, what to find, what type of resources did you tap into?
So funny enough, it was basically just me doing personal research. In the recruiting space, you know, I have always wanted to kind of transition into doing tech recruiting. And I did do some freelance projects recruiting for like software engineers like that on the side. And cybersecurity kind of came out of that. It was one of those roles that I saw, hey, we have like this massive opening out there for SOC analysts and just other different roles within the cybersecurity space. And then that led me just to go to YouTube and basically research these types of positions within the cyberspace, looking at just basically what these roles entail. And then just basically I have a journal, just writing everything down. Like, these are the positions that are high in demand. This is what it's paying. This is the skill set that you need to have. And then that's when I kind of fell into the CompTIA space, learning more about CompTIA and everything that it offers as far as certifications. So basically rounding it out to, okay, a basic understanding, getting a good solid foundation was the Security Plus certification that I came across at the time. And so I did some digging into that to find out where to kind of start, what would be the best way to go if I did want to actually pursue cyber as my next career move eventually. And so I actually found another platform called Skillsoft that basically offers training in this area as well. I came across that they offered the Security Plus basically a study breakdown where they break down the course material into different modules. And I kind of started from that area as well, along with just watching videos on people who are already in the field, that were working in different areas, seeing what a day in the life would be in this field. And right away, I kind of felt like, yes, this is exactly where I want to be. Because the one thing I can say about me personally is that I like things to change. I don't like things to become repetitive all the time. Mm-hmm. And with recruiting, especially when you're working on the same roles over and over again, it becomes repetitive. For me, I like, you know, mix it up a little bit, give me something else to do, something to work on. And I've seen this multiple times, not just on YouTube, but also I hear it a lot on LinkedIn, is that in cybersecurity, every day, it could be something different. You're either dealing with, you know, a new vulnerability, or, you know, a different attack, or you're working on something else. And I find that fascinating, because it's going to give me, if once I do break into this field, the experience to work on different things and, you know, get experience in multiple areas, not just in one thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think just being in this field for the last 5 years personally, and really studying this, you know, throughout college and then becoming a security professional, I haven't been doing the same thing, right? I think it's not repetitive like other fields, just like you said, whether that be new technology or a new vulnerability out, security is everlasting and always changing, and it's so adaptable. I love that you love a challenge, because a lot of people, you know, are not growing in their current roles, and that's not even within security, but like every little field that there is, there's a lot of repetitive things, and that's where like burnout can happen. Within security, like, people don't understand that you could be technical, or you could just do like marketing or writing or like art now. You know, on top of this topic, so I want to learn more about your goals and your journey. Like, when do you think that you are ready to start applying for jobs?
So I'm really waiting until I actually sit down for my Security Plus exam. I'm hoping to sit for that next month. But yeah, right now I'm in the books with it. I'm studying. How,
so are you going through that with CompTIA or the Skillsoft? Because I heard you mention one.
Yeah, with Skillsoft currently. So Skillsoft, they have the CompTIA. I guess they're a partner of CompTIA because they have the same course material, but they break it down into different sections. And so I've been going through that with them, but then they also have like study guides and other resources for this particular certification as well. So I'm finishing that up this month. Then I would really love to have that, you know, under my belt, along with, like you said, you see my other certs that I've been working on with OpsWatt and whatnot. That
right, you're just filling up your resume. Yes.
Exactly. I want to have, and like I said, that base certification on top of the others before I actually start applying. But I see myself really like starting my job search probably around either the end of March, beginning of April this year.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're hiring, she's going to be ready. Love that. I'm so excited for you. I mean, just like you said. So wait, I have a question, because I haven't heard of the Skillsoft. I don't think so. I did my Security Plus through CompTIA. Is your Skillsoft, how does that work? Is it a self-paced study, videos, book? Like, what do they provide? And is it pretty pricey?
Yes. So it is going to be video based. They do have reading material that you can study on the side. But how it works is, so it's not expensive at all. I basically signed up for the technical track and I pay around $34 per month. I would say it runs around the same price as basically a LinkedIn subscription. They have two different tracks. They've got the business track and then they've got the technical side. So if you want to study like a bunch of different IT certifications, they don't just have Security Plus. They actually have basically almost every CompTIA. So they've got cloud, they've got the CISA, they've even got some IC squared courses on there as well. that they break down that you can take and study with them. But what I really love about the platform is that it's not only video content, and it's broken down into like maybe 5-minute videos per each module that you're going through. But at the end, you have an exam, right, on that material. And if you pass, you get a badge. So you can earn up, if it's broken down into 10 modules, then that's 10 badges for just that one course. So those badges, you know, you can also share onto your LinkedIn or wherever else you want to share them, if you want to add them. So that I just basically just been adding them to my LinkedIn as I
see it. CompTIA Security Plus, mm-hmm. implementing cybersecurity resilience, and then CompTIA Security Plus, security mm-hmm. concepts in an enterprise environment.
Exactly. And I love it because it helps me retain the information, right? Having the exam literally right after you finish the last lesson. It's helping to retain the information. And then I really chose to start my Instagram, going back to that, just simply so I could share what I was learning. Because if you're sharing what you're learning, it's not only like you're not only contributing to the cybersecurity community, but you're also helping yourself learn these different terms, different terminology, and then you're retaining the information. And I love that because I get to be creative with this. I'm already being creative. Like you said, you saw my IG. I get to use that creative side of myself as well while creating content about the things that I'm learning. So, this has really just opened up a whole other world to me. And I don't feel stagnant. I definitely feel like I'm going to be able to do a lot of different things in this field.
No, I believe that. I really find it unique that you're using your creativity side as well as your informative side when you're doing your Instagram, and not only just Instagram, but I think this could be kind of used, you know, all over the platforms. Just kind of, talk us through really what you chose, you know, during college. Obviously you're a recruiter now. So are you using your degree? What'd you go to school for?
So basically, I studied with Arizona State, and So once I got into recruiting in 2016, I thought, you know, this is definitely it, you know, because recruiting came so easily to me, and it still basically is. So most of my work experience, and as well as if you go back through my LinkedIn, you'll see a lot of certs and just coursework that I've done with different universities on the HR and recruitment side. That's basically the background that I have. I was in banking right out of high school. Kind of fell into that as well. That was like 2 years. But for the majority of my working career, it's been in human resources and recruiting or recruitment. Then actually, like after, like I said, doing all the research I did last summer, it was in November that I decided to enroll. So currently I'm studying also with the International University of Applied Sciences. They are out of Germany, so it's an international university, and I'm studying for my bachelor's in cybersecurity. So
along yay, with the congrats!
I'm also studying for my bachelor's. I know I've seen there's been so much debate. Oh, you don't need a degree. You know, you only need a cert. Some people break in without certs and degrees, you know, but I say, hey, you know, it's better to have it than not have it.
Right.
I love
that you're pursuing it.
Exactly. And I mean, for me, even if I'm breaking in, you know, before I even have my degree, that would be a whole other conversation or experience. Because I do know that skills, you know, having a solid skill set, having the correct knowledge is what's going to really help someone get into this field. The degrees and the certifications, just basically the certified piece of paper saying, hey, yeah, this person's qualified. But yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at right now with my university.
You are busy. Busy, busy.
I am super busy.
But I love that you're so passionate about it. I mean, you know, it's one thing that say you want to get into it and you're not really being active with it. But I think that you're really applying yourself and pushing yourself literally further than you ever have. And just making this switch is so cool. I love hearing people that are career transitioners and really trying to break into security. When you mentioned that journal that you had, which is so funny, because I think I did that too, like with different roles and like how much they made before I like made the switch. What type of roles are you looking at, and what and why?
So I looked at SOC analysts.
Okay.
You know, that being just the beginner entry level point, because that's kind of what I saw a lot of people start out as. But then I also saw, hey, you know, you don't actually have to start, you know, working as a SOC analyst to break into this field. I mean, I've researched SOC analyst roles. I've researched GRC roles. I've researched cloud engineering or cloud security. There's just so many, I think, but those were my top three, with SOC analyst, GRC professional, and then cloud security. There was actually a guy, I remember his name now, his handle is Tayon Tech, and he's actually a cloud security professional. And he was sharing sort of how I don't think he went to school for cybersecurity at all. He just kind of fell into the industry himself as well. But basically, I was like, cloud security, that sounds interesting, because I've always kind of been interested in cloud computing as well. I remember when AWS kind of first took off and it was becoming like the new big thing, and everyone's pushing, get your AWS certifications. Where I live at, I'm actually right in the center of where the huge Mercedes manufacturing facility is here. So that's right here where I live at, outside of Tuscaloosa. And I remember like them having this huge billboard, because I actually think that they switched over to AWS using their cloud platform. So I used to see AWS everywhere, and I'm like, what is this? What is this? Mm. And so when I saw like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Data has to be protected in the cloud now, because everyone's moving from like off-prem to in the cloud. So I was like, that would be cool, because it kind of combine the two, so to speak, you know. And that's kind of where I've been as well. So outside of, you know, university security plus, looking into, you know, as well as getting some type of cloud certification mm-hmm. along the line. I know AWS is probably the biggest one right now, that and Azure. But then, like I said, I've even looked into Alibaba Cloud, and a lot of people have never even heard of Alibaba Cloud, but I think for me, cloud makes the most sense, just simply because, once again, to me, not wanting to just kind of do the same thing and getting that.
And everyone's cloud in the experience. Cloud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's literally like, we're in the cloud. Uh-huh. So, like our phone storages, our laptop, like everything's moving to the cloud. And you have a point of just staying relevant. Like you said, like you still want to be in somewhere that is diverse and always changing. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I don't meet a lot. Like if I think about it, I don't really meet a lot of cloud security professionals. Yeah, mm-hmm. they might have like the certifications, but I haven't met a lot of people that are directly in it. And I just remember starting out, you know, and I started out with kind of an on-prem environment, and then migrating that company's things to the cloud, which we did use AWS, and I loved it. And I actually studied and took the test for like my AWS cloud practitioner. And there's a lot of different assets within cloud that are, it just gets so deep. Like all the knowledge within cloud and security is just always adapting, it's always changing, and it's so exciting to learn so much more than the typical hardware and security that schools are teaching in a traditional setting.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, even just like you said, within the scope of cloud, you know, the fact that there's multiple providers, I've heard, you know, once you learn one, it's easy to learn, you know, another one. And I kind of take that with a grain of salt, sort of like in recruiting, we have something called an applicant tracking system. If you can use one, you can use them all, basically. It's just the gaining the knowledge of how to navigate the platform, basically. And so, yeah, I mean, with cloud, I think there's a lot of possibility there. And like you said, most companies now, they're moving from offsite into the cloud. So having some type of cloud skills behind the security aspect is going to be important.
Oh, it's so important. And you know, directly with cloud, there's a lot of networking pieces, like understanding a lot of the networking and the IP tables, and like that's just very important. Like from what I've seen as an incident response kind of sales engineer, I've seen a mm-hmm. lot of companies still get hacked that are still in the cloud because this certain port is open or this rerouting to this server is wrong. And it's like, oh my gosh, like nobody's looking at, like you have all these things to the cloud, but nobody knows how to secure it. Nobody knows how to maintain that security when it starts. So it's insane. So hopefully there's going to be more people in it. And I think it's super interesting that you really want to get into it for your perspective, like, you know, you kind of being not even in the field and you know how relevant it is, which is really good to know.
You know, and even if we think about like our personal lives, you know, just kind of daily life, we're all using some form of cloud. Like you said, right. Either, you know, cloud storage on our phones. You know, if you use Gmail, I'm sure you're using your Google Drive. Mm-hmm. That's cloud.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think the regular average person that's maybe not technical wouldn't understand it, but I think, you know, we're literally using it. I mean, technology is everywhere. Hate it, love it sometimes, but it's everywhere.
It's only up from here because, I think we're really coming into the digital age right now. There's so much tech out there that's on the horizon. And so I'm excited to see what the next couple of years going to hold for just, you know, us in general, not just in the cybersecurity space, but there's just so much tech that's affecting multiple industries that's making things better, processes better. And so with that, you know, with the invention of more tech, that's just going to open up more positions for a cyber mm-hmm. specialist, because with that, it has to be protected. It has to be monitored. So
Yeah. And you can't really outsource security as much now. Bianca, are you at all afraid of getting into the field? Like, is there anything that you're worried about? Or do you feel that you'll be kind of prepared to just take the leap?
I never really thought about that. That's a good question. I think for me, it's just not learning everything fast enough. Because I've always been an avid learner, and I read a lot, I do a lot of research. I like knowing as much as I can about something. And so for me to, transition in the future is going to be sort of like starting over. Like when I first got into mm-hmm. recruiting, you know, you have to learn the ins and outs of the trade, you know, the different things, you know, that the industry requires. And I just, you know, coming into it, it's going to be basically the same thing, starting over and, you know, working on it, chipping away at it a little bit, you know, day by day until I get to that point where, hey, you know, I've got this. Being as confident as I am as a recruiter right now, feeling as mm-hmm. confident as I would love to be, you know, once I have, you know, broken into the industry, got a year or two of experience underneath my belt, and, you know, it's only upward from there, basically. So I think that's a more of a mindset thing, but.
Right. I think that, you know, whenever you get in, you just have to remember nobody mm-hmm. knows everything, because cybersecurity is always changing. There's always something mm-hmm. new coming out. Somebody from mm-hmm. 10 years ago, maybe your manager in the future, would probably act like they know it all. And it's like, some of these things literally just came out. You know, you like Kaseya, Hafnium, all these cyber attacks that are happening were mm-hmm. not developed or even heard of a few years ago. So I think it's important, like when people mention imposter syndrome and not knowing it all, we have to understand that these things are always changing. There's always something new, and not everyone knows everything in security. But I mean, I kind of look at it outside, like looking at you, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like scary, because I think, what if I changed my career into like something new? So it's always scary to get into something new. I mean, I can say this out loud now, but yesterday was my last day with Sophos.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally accepted an offer OpsWatt. And yeah, so I'll...
Congrats.
Thank you. I know it's like my first time. I guess this is my first time publicly saying it. Well, depending on when I publish this, I'll probably be in the role already. but yeah, I start the 6th and, you know, yeah, let's talk about the OpsWatt certifications you've been doing. So I know that they have the academy, but yeah, how did you get started in that?
So for, I think it was something with CISA, one of these, just dealing with critical infrastructure in general. And I think I went on Google and just typed in critical infrastructure protection, and then OpsWatt popped up into my feed. And then I went on the website, just kind of looked around, and then I saw that they had a section, you know, what was it? I watched one of the intro videos that was on the website, and, you know, it was straightforward. It was short. It was sweet. You know, I was like, hey, you know, why not take advantage of this? And it doesn't seem like a lot of people, you know, are talking about this right now. Now, when I get on LinkedIn, I see so many people also now like taking the OpsWatt courses. But I'll tell you what, I think their courses are some of the best I've ever done.
And they're just free, right?
Yes, they are. So the, I think it's, what is it, like 8 of them total that they have on there that you can take, dealing with like email security, network security, endpoint protection. I think there's like a data protection one on there as well. And there's legacy systems, and there's a couple others. I believe there's about 8 total, but they're all free. They're all associate courses. The training material is going to be video content, but then they also provide you with sort of like a dictionary for all the different technical terms. So if you don't know what something means, you can go in there and dig around and look. But I love it because they, once again, I love bite-sized information and how they can basically put it in a video form, and it just makes sense. You're not sitting there with just like a 100-page book. It's all just kind of cramped together. You're having to sort through it and figure it out. I love OpsWatt because, like I said, it's broken down and it's really easy to understand. Same thing with them. They also give you an exam at the end that you have to pass in order to get your certification and your badge. And then both of those are basically shareable on LinkedIn as well if you want to do that. But yeah, I think I've taken 4 so far, like so half of what they offer, but I do plan on taking all of them.
So that's really cool. I'm going to have to do it now and see how it is, since I'll be employed there. Might as well.
I think it would be good. And then also, you know, I think just the information they share, because they go over, you know, the certain products that they offer as well during the course that help, you know, the customer as well, you know, during the content that they're presenting on there. But just, it's a good base, I think, to start. I mean, and I prefer free. I mean, you can get free certs. Why not?
Literally.
Why not?
I love that they offer those. Like, it was so funny because we were following each other and I was in the middle of interviewing with them. And I was like, oh, does she work at OpsWatt? And then I was like, oh, she's doing all these certifications. So that's so cool. And it's so good to hear you take almost advantage of the resources out there, because, you know, for those listening in, like, they're learning a lot from you because you're not just looking for, how do I say it? Like the main, like, you're not just paying a bunch for the CISSP, the Security Plus, a Network Plus. Okay. Like, you're taking advantage in what I usually call these things are open source, like open source certifications or open source resources, because they're all out there for the public for free.
Yes.
I mean, besides the Security Plus, you know, there's not a free version of that, but
right.
like even Google, even Microsoft Azure, like they have mm-hmm. free cloud security platforms that, you know, you can just learn from. And I think that speaks levels. Like a lot of people, you know, that I speak to about interviews or anything, I'm like, mm-hmm. get to know the company's platform before you interview. Understand what they have, download their things, like anywhere you can have a free trial. Exactly. Literally anywhere.
Oh yes. I mean, I'm that's basically spot on, Steph, because that was one thing going into this. I'm like, I'm not gonna go and drop, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 on a boot camp. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go and spend hundreds of dollars on a certification. You know, I really want to see, okay, if I'm even gonna like this. So if you are interested, yep. I would definitely recommend take free courses, get free certifications or certificates of completion. Do that first to see if this is even something you want to stick with. And then after that point, you know, if you want to go for, you know, something that costs a good bit of money, then shoot for that. But definitely there's so many free resources. And speaking of cloud, like even with right now, I'm going to be going into just kind of learning more about Azure with my school, my university. They actually give me, I think it's like a free, we got like a free 6-month voucher for Azure. So I'm going to definitely take advantage of that. To learn that as well. But yeah, as many free resources that are out there, definitely take advantage of that.
We're all about saving money. I mean, and especially in today's type of environment, everything is so expensive. And sometimes the free versions are just the better version. I've had throughout my career, different companies and even myself pay for, you know, different certifications. And I'm like, I could have just watched 10 YouTube videos and mm-hmm. get the same amount of knowledge besides a whole expensive paid certification. So it does kind of resonate with what you said with, you know, giving your time to look through it to see if you even like the material. Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. Right.
And I'll tell you with me, because I'm different from a lot of people. There's just certain ways I have to have to learn. Like I don't want any training material where it's just strictly reading only. If it's just strictly reading only, more than likely, mm-hmm. I can almost guarantee I will not stick with it. Yep. And it's a lot harder to walk away from maybe a $500-$600 investment that you've already paid up front on something, because it's like, no, at this point, I've got to see this through. I've got to finish it. I've got to make sure I pass because I've invested this amount of money. Versus if maybe you took like a 2-hour course that was free and you're like, oh yeah, I don't really care for this. I don't like, you know, this material, or maybe this topic is not what you thought it was going to be. It's easier to walk away from something that's free that you haven't really spent any money on versus, you know, if you went out and purchased something for $500 and you're like, crap, I don't like this. I'm not retaining any of this. And you're kind of stuck with it, basically. Well, I guess one of the things that I could ask you about is just your overall experience working with others in the field. I know you say you're about to start a new role here at OpsWatt, but going into your new role as far as working with your coworkers and everything like that, working in the environment, do you have any tips, tricks for, you know, coming into a new company that, you know, maybe you can share with me on how you go about navigating that new space? What are some things you like to do first off the bat, or do you just kind of go with the flow, see how we call it the after onboarding process, because when
after onboarding, when you start. The recruiting and you coming out.
Yeah, because honestly, onboarding is not just the paperwork you do when you start. Right. Onboarding is also when those first, because that first first 60 for some companies is the first 60 days or the first 90 days, but that whole period is still technically onboarding you, because you're getting in, you're learning their processes, you know, you're setting yourself up basically to be proficient, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a really good question. I actually spoke with a coworker about this yesterday, and I usually ask for the next, like, I always ask for constructive feedback and mm-hmm. advice from old coworkers when I transition to a new company. Mm-hmm. And why I do that is because I just love getting others giving me feedback. I love to have these conversations that may be uncomfortable, but there's room to grow, right? So mm-hmm. from my first job, and you know, my first one was being a cybersecurity analyst, an information security analyst, if we want to say the exact word, mm-hmm. but basically security analyst. And I worked with all men, and I think the personality of a woman and somebody new is mm-hmm. I'll do it, I'll take it, mm-hmm. I'll do it. But I yeah. think I was very, very eager to just take on more than I can take. And, right. you know, kind of throughout my career, even at Sophos, you know, I've really taken a lot onto my belt, and it has pushed me and challenged me, but very collaborative, very supportive environment wherever I've gone. But I also think that I've put myself out there. So I think number one, when you're going into any role, is to have a buddy. So what that means is like a buddy system, somebody that yeah. you can lean on, almost like a mentor. Sometimes companies actually set this up and sometimes they don't. So take mm-hmm. the initiative to ask, hey, I just started. Is there anybody that you could point me to? Maybe ask your manager. That would be a good resource for me for the next upcoming weeks, or even during your whole journey as your career there. Mm-hmm. With OpsWatt, they pair you with a buddy your first, I think, 2 to 4 weeks. So that's going to be somebody that may be in the same position as you, maybe in the same area as you, and you can lean on them for any you know, questions, any assistance that you need throughout your journey in your position. And then number two, I think, would be, so first is buddy system. Uh-huh. Two would be to create one-on-ones with whoever your direct manager is, or supervisor in this case. And I'm not saying a one-on-one, this is what I'm doing, this is how it is. No, create a template of all the things that what you're working on, what 3 things didn't go well, what 3 things went well that week or month. Mm-hmm. I personally wait to see how the relationship is with each manager, how busy mm-hmm. it is first in the environment, and say, hey, you know, I'm really wanting to track my goals. I really want to sync up every now and then to further understand where my role is, how things align, and how it can grow. You know, one of the best advice I've ever received and has worked for me, and what I tell mm-hmm. everybody, I had my first manager in my career tell me, within the first 6 months of any position, you know, don't wait for the annual raise. At that 6 month mark, you should have made an impact within your role. So what that means, like impact, maybe do a project, maybe pick up something to impress them. You know, show the drive, show the initiative for something. Maybe you just started in cloud security and you want to impress them by, okay, you just got this cert, I can deploy this whole environment into the cloud and show you guys that this vulnerability can literally break the whole environment. So there's so many different ways that you can do it, but I always mm-hmm. stick to that 6 month mark. And so I think that would be number three, is to just within okay. that 6 month mark, you know, to impress them. And then I think the fourth one would just, I think this would be my last one. But I think the fourth thing that I would kind of give the advice to is to always network within the company. You know, whether that be from support, IT, marketing, HR, anywhere, like mm-hmm. make these connections with people. I mean, you know, majority of these roles are remote. It's not mm-hmm. hard to just ping someone, schedule a call, schedule a video call, send them a $5 Starbucks gift card, pick their brain. I think that, you know, a lot of us are so used to just being in our own little silo and working on a computer. But I think building the network, building relationships at every company mm-hmm. is the key in life, because you never know when you're going to run into them, and you never want to have any bad you know, bet and burn any bridges with anyone. And, you know, just like yesterday, I felt amazing, you know, giving my last notice with Sophos and just having a very supportive leave. Like, they're so excited for my next journey. And I think that that speaks a lot on characteristic, personality, and just the ethics of it. But I know that was kind of long, but I think those would be my top four.
Oh no, that was perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect. Good question. That was, go.
that was really great. And I want to touch on number four, networking within the company. That is absolutely my style as well, because when you're networking with people outside of your department, you know, that could open doors for you within the company as well, because those other people might step in to recommend you for something later on. And vice versa, you know, you might be their go-to person for something. In my current role right now as a recruiter, I have people that are not in the HR recruiting department that come to me for things because they know, well, Bianca can find out this information for me if I'm not able to get a hold of someone. You know, you are basically building that relationship up to a point where you can be relied on or counted on. But then also they will see you as just, you know, someone that, hey, they might enjoy interacting with. I'm sure it's possible to build, you know, not just work relationships, but actual friendships with people within the space that you work in. And so that could also be another good outcome of that as well, by networking within the company. So thank you for that. I really did appreciate you sharing that with me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Thank you. That was good. I love that we're both just sharing so many meaningful things that people can take on, even outside of security. So I guess I always ask this, is like, what can we expect from you from the future? What are we going to see next from Bianca?
You can most definitely see me working in cybersecurity, that's for sure. Yay. And I'm hoping to be working within cloud security or in support of that. But like I said, I'm getting really big into learning more about critical infrastructure as well. So even with that being said, you know, you will definitely be seeing me working in cybersecurity. I'm really excited for, you know, the rest of this journey. So far, it's been great. I've met a lot of great people, including you. you know, and that's, I will kind of, I don't want to go off track here, but, you know, creating content, I've always heard the saying, content is king. And it really is, because it wasn't really until I made the mental decision, like, this is it, like, this is the route I'm going. I sat down with my LinkedIn that was predominantly, you know, a human resources, recruiting, things, you know, in that space, supply chain. I said, no, I'm like, I need to build up a network, you know, in the cyberspace. Like, I want to get on my LinkedIn and see people sharing topics and resources and things like their own personal journeys. And since I you know, kind of revamped my LinkedIn, that's now mostly geared towards cybersecurity. That's basically the majority of my feed. You know, I'm getting to see so many different people like me that's either on the journey to breaking in, or they, you know, maybe they just got their first role. You know, every day someone is announcing, hey, they just started their first position. And I love to see that. And even though I'm not there yet, but giving that support, if you're able to support someone else, that can also come back to you eventually, because maybe that person remembers you down the line when they're, I don't know, a CISO. I don't know. You never know how these things go. But if you're able to create content either on LinkedIn or any other platform that's, you know, geared towards what you want to do, I can almost guarantee it's going to put you in connection with people that can help you get to where you want to be, because it's not only what you know, it's who you know as well. And I firmly believe that. I mean, for me, it's been great so far. I'm really excited to see what the rest of 2023 has in store, and sharing more of my journey with you guys. So
Yeah, that's great. That was great. I think this was an amazing session. I think you've given a lot of insight, whether that be life advice, however anyone takes it. I think this was an amazing session for us to have and to truly get to know each other. Bianca, hopefully we meet one day in person, but I really appreciate your time and being on the podcast. And I'm so excited to see you branch off and become a full-time cybersecurity professional. And I'll stay tuned on your LinkedIn and we'll stay connected.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie, again, for having me.